We're visiting right now with Bob Maxson from WVIT, Jeff Fox from WTNH. Joining us also from one of those aforementioned mid-state areas is a man who calls himself Dr. Snow Panic. His real name is John Grantham. He's a mathematician and the owner and operator of snowpanic.com. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And tell us what snowpanic.com is.
Well, snowpanic.com is an idea that came up when a friend of mine, Dr. Rachel Goldberg, mentioned the phrase snow panic in an email. And this being the 21st century, I immediately checked to see if someone had taken snowpanic.com. And since they hadn't, I decided to use it to chronicle all the ways that we, mostly in the Maryland, D.C. area, but throughout the world, panic at the sight of some flakes of snow.
Yeah. It does seem to bring out strange impulses in people. Just quickly, you want to tell us the story of the Washington, D.C. policeman who became kind of famous lately?
Oh, yeah. So this was sort of golden from the standpoint of snowpanic.com. Some people in D.C. decided they would use Twitter to organize an impromptu snowball fight. And so this off-duty D.C. police officer was driving by in his Hummer. And, well, if you drive a Hummer past a bunch of people throwing snowballs, they're going to start throwing the snowballs at you. Right. This officer didn't really appreciate this, and so he got out of the car and pulled out his gun at the, snowball thrower.
And how many cameras were rolling on this at the time?
Well, that was the great thing, was that initially the D.C. Police Department came out and said, oh, no, he never unholstered his gun. Mm-hmm. But, of course, all over YouTube and Twitter and everywhere were pictures of this guy holding his gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those days of anonymity or his word against hers, that's over.
Yeah. Snow brings out strange impulses in people. I think that's what we're learning here. All right. So we're going to take a little break right now. We're talking about the psychology of snow. A lot of people calling in here. 860-275-7266. We'll be back after this. John Grantham, we're running out of time here. Very quickly, so what happens in the food stores and stuff like that down where you are when there's a snow panic in Maryland? Do people just, like, tear the place apart and loot it and stuff?
Well, there are three essentials that people decide they need: milk, bread, and toilet paper.
Oh, I thought he was going to say milk, bread, and eggs. The toilet paper is actually after you have the milk and the bread and the eggs, I think you probably need the toilet paper. Because don't you have a theory about that, Max?
Yeah, French toast for everybody. I mean, we can sit there and gorge ourselves on French toast.
Yeah. So so that's what they want. So you go in and there's nothing there, John?
Yeah, your 7-Eleven has been stripped bare by people who are preparing for I don't know what effect they think snow actually has, that they need so much toilet paper. But that's one
I think you do know what effect they think snow has. I want to thank everybody who helped out here today. The time flew by. Bob Maxson from WVIT.
Thanks,
Jeff
for
Fox
us,
from WTNH. John Grantham from snowpanic.com. And everybody else, including, of course, Bruce Barber.